JRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name's Jenna.
I'm Jackie.
And this is Cafe Con Lacas. Look at us. It is exactly 12 on the dot.
The last two episodes, we have never been on time. There have been technical difficulties in some way or another, and we're usually 10 or 15 minutes late.
But look at us. We were ready like 10 minutes ago, too.
Yeah, you got out of class early.
I did get out of class early. It was very nice. So I was able to get food, come here. We will start on like not a chaotic note, which like starting on a chaotic note is very
kind of on brand for us. But
this was like a very nice third time's a charm. We finally made it.
Third time's a charm. And now we actually have the full hour.
I know. What are we going to do with it?
We need to
wait and see. Yes, we are. They just have to wait and see.
Oh, of course. We have so much prepped.
So here to start off our third show, the charm show, we finally did it. We are going to start with Kids Who You Fool. Here we go.
just trying to get by. Some people like that hurt. Some just rather say goodbye. Bye. Hold on, wait a minute. Feel my heart's intention. Hold on, wait a minute. I left my consciousness in the sixth diamond. Shall I left my soul in his vision. Let's go get it. Let's go get it.
So that last song was Adventures Out There by AJR. And Jackie knows I have been waiting to play an AJR song. I've just been waiting. And it took a while because I was trying to decide which one matched the vibe because... So here's the backstory.
Yeah. Just jump into it.
The beginning of this semester, I got to go to an AJR concert. And the story behind how I even got there was the first day we got here, I was making my rounds, saying hi to everybody, like literally move-in day.
As you do, yes.
Move-in day. And I was with a group of people, and someone brought up that there was an AJR concert like the week after. So it was like a week into that we were here. And I was like, no way. Like, it's in Allentown. It's like half an hour away. Someone said it was like $30. I was like, okay,
cheap,
this is happening.
To a concert?
This
yes.
is happening. Because at the time, AJR was more of like a, I hate to say it, but like a guilty pleasure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, their songs were like bop, so it's very like, but
it's a guilty
it was
pleasure.
A okay, was. Yeah. No, wait.
I said was.
It was a little bit of guilty pleasure, but I was like, $30 and like, I know a decent amount of their songs, like, let me figure this out. So in that like week or two, I can't remember, before the concert, I was like scraping together a bunch of people to come with me, and it ended up working out perfectly. My friend was able to drive. We got everyone to go. It was so much fun. I can't even explain. Like, I'm at a loss for words. It was so much fun. The music is just special and fun. And one of the lines that one of the singers had said was that their music is emotional about, like, unemotional topics.
I think that sums
and it,
them
it's,
up
it,
pretty
it
well.
It really does. And I just absolutely love that. They were so fun. It was the group I went with was really fun. Clearly, I could talk about it forever. It was really fun. So last night, as we were deciding the songs, I had to pick and choose which one was the best vibes, because a lot of them have beat drops and like are really
not
hype.
Exactly what Cafe Con Laca does.
Exactly. And like, I can like that on my own time, but I thought Adventure was out there was perfect for them.
Completely agree.
They shifted from being somewhat like a band I really, really enjoy when like the 2 weeks and before, that's all I listened to. I just listened to their discography?
Yes.
Yeah.
Discography.
On repeat until the concert, and then had so much fun. So I had to throw one in there.
No,
hopefully there'll be
of
more
course.
Soon in future episodes. We will see, but I was very excited to have AJR and talk about them.
Yeah, because I will say concerts were probably one of the things I missed most during the pandemic.
For sure.
And we're not going to talk to you guys again about Harry Styles.
We won't. We'll bite our tongue this time.
We've brought him up so many times on so many different occasions. So instead, I'm going to talk about the other man in my life. So anyone who knows me knows that Justin Timberlake is a artist that I adore, mainly because my mom was obsessed with
him. It's a
big
part of your family.
Oh, it's huge. So we've seen him a total of 12 times.
We need to get some JT on this.
I would want nothing more than to put him on this. But we've seen him 12 times, and people are like, Jackie, it's the same show over and over again. Why are you going? Because it's him. Mm-hmm. Because it's entertaining. It's always different.
And
even
you go with your mom, right?
Yes. So it's usually just me and my mom. We've tried to drag the rest of my family along. And it's not that they don't like him, but a lot of the time it's a very last-minute plan.
Yeah.
There were so many times in high school where I would be sitting at school and I would get a text from my mother saying, hey, so I got tickets, the last-minute tickets to the MSG show tonight. So when you go home, instead of taking the train back home to Peekskill, take it into Grand Central and I'll meet you and we'll get dinner.
I love that energy.
It's so spontaneous. And also, I think we just need to kind of throw this in there now. My brother's name is Justin. There is a very specific reason why this is.
That's true dedication to being a fan of Justin Timberlake.
Oh, absolutely. And my dad had no idea that that was the reason for his name until, like, the day he was born. Because my dad has a family ring that says JV on it. So his only requirements was, like, my mom could pick the name. Just has to start with a J.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
so she did. Worked out pretty perfectly for her, to be honest.
And it was only the day that he was born that all of my dad's friends came up to him and said, you know why his name is Justin, right? And at this point, I mean, it's already too late.
It is too late.
Name, Justin,
he's in over his head.
Kind of screwed,
how does your brother feel about this, though? Does he talk about it?
I mean, I don't think he's ever really discussed it. I don't think he has a problem with it. He has also gone to most of the shows. I'm still pressed about this for my mom because she decided to take him to one of the shows over me, and he had a broken arm. She was like, oh, I felt bad for him. So
okay. I mean, like, he is his namesake.
I don't care.
Oh, come on.
I don't care that this was our thing.
You've still been to 12.
Fair enough. But
which is insane to me in the best way. In the best way.
She would even try to coordinate our vacations to line up
with when he would go on tour. No,
because we were doing a trip to Europe and we were going to Paris, and she coordinated it to line up when he was doing a show in Paris.
You saw Justin Timberlake in Paris?
See, here's the thing. No, because for some reason he ended up rescheduling the show.
Oh, but you were like going to.
We were going with the intention of seeing him.
Got it.
So,
that's so funny.
We are truly dedicated fans at this point.
Wow. Before AJR, I don't think I had been to a concert since right before the pandemic started, which
you were very lucky to be able to go to a concert.
I talk about this even now. So lucky. My best friend from home and I, we went to a concert the end of February, which was already cutting it close. The end of February, we went to Marky Bassey. He's great. I should get him on the show. Wait.
We need to start writing these down.
That was really fun. And that was one of those general admission all standing ones. So like nowadays, COVID central, basically. But it was really, really fun right before all that happened. Tons of good memories there. And then a week or two later, it was March 5th, I remember, which was like, COVID was very much now a thing. People just weren't,
last day of school for us was
was the 13th.
I think we were the 10th.
Yeah. So it was very, very close to that. But my mom won tickets from her work to Celine Dion. I hadn't told Jackie this yet, and her face is priceless.
Celine Dion.
Yep. Barclays Center. Like, she won it like a few days earlier. We're like, we're going. It was like a Wednesday or something. And it was just me and my mom taking a Celine Dion date in the city. It was really fun. But I remember being on the subway, and my mom being like, just don't touch, like, let's not touch the railings, like, stuff like that.
Which is so weird. Like that.
So it was really weird, but we were so, so lucky, and it was such a fun show. I mean, like, I know a few Celine Dion, but it was mostly, her ambiance is great.
No, it's just her presence. That was me when my mom took me to see Janet Jackson.
Oh!
At Barclays, and she was incredible.
Yeah.
So, in short, concerts are amazing. Now that things are opening up, I will be trying to go to as many as possible.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And, yeah. We had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, that was a long segment.
Oh, love concerts. All right, and now we'll get back to the music.
Time.
So come on.
Underwater, and I'm the reason we've fallen, baby. If I'm the chink in your armor, you can tell me. No, I'm not saying it's over. I just can't help thinking that maybe it should be. Before we go any further, can I say something? You can let me go if you need to. I can pack my things in an hour. Just let me know how much more of this you'll take. You can let me go if you need to. If you can't shout any louder. Cause you're not supposed to love me when I hurt you, no. Don't you know me already? It's like I'm hurting you just cause you let me. You're sick of all the forgetting and the moving on. But how many calls can I miss for I can't call back? How much can we take for we both collapse? If you're sick of forgiving, if you're sick of this, you can let me go if you need to. I can pack my things in an hour. Just let me know how much more of this you'll take. You can let me go if you need to. If you can't shout any louder. Cause you're not supposed to love me when I hurt you, no. Go if you need to. I can pack my things in an hour. Just let me know how much more of this you'll take. You can let me go if you need to. I can pack my things in an hour. Just let me know how much more of this you'll take. You can let supposed to love me when I hurt you, no. Cause you're not supposed to love me when I hurt you.
So I personally am very excited about the song that just played. That was called When I Hurt You by Lev. And Lev was actually a counselor at my sleepaway camp that I've been going to for like 10 plus years.
Which is insane.
It's my home. We know this. I guess nobody else knows this. Yeah, who's no. Listening. It's okay. New news. So I went to sleepaway camp for a very, very long time. I was actually a counselor there this summer too. And when I was a camper, the artist of the last song, Lev, was a counselor, and he was dating my counselor. So We were very into him. He was had a really good voice. He was like awesome. Our counselor would invite him over to like sing us to sleep sometimes.
Wait,
it was super
really cute.
Yeah, and now he has his own music, which is fantastic. Like even if I did not know him, he's so good.
No, because when we were trying to make like the set list for today, you were like, oh, can we put the song on for my friend? And I was like, okay. But obviously, like, I had my hesitations because I hadn't listened to him yet. And I was like, is this actually good? Or is it going to be like, we're going to play it, whatever.
Yeah.
But I listened to it, and then I listened to a bunch of his other songs, and they're genuinely good.
So fantastic.
Objectively speaking, I would have listened to them regardless of whether
I know.
Or not you told me to.
I share him with a ton of people, and everyone shared the same feeling that it's so good, and it's all the more special to me because I know who he is, and it relates me to camp, which is one of the most special things on earth to me.
You are a diehard camper.
I am. think it has, like, made me who I am today, made me, like, my personality, made me open up more, made me be more social and outgoing. Like, I always try to take my camp self into everywhere else I go. And I think that's why, like, this semester and, like, me, like, how I feel about myself have been so good, because I just act like I do at camp and just be social and happy. And it's been fantastic. I digress. But, yeah, Lev is fantastic. I, like, DM'd him, like, about a year ago with when I was with my friends being like, we love your music. Just, like, do you remember us kind of thing?
Did he
answer? Yes, and he was so flattered, and he does. And now him and his girlfriend, who was my counselor, they live together in California.
Wait, they're still together?
Yes, they're still together. No, that's a different part of the story. They are, like, OTP, like, amazing.
How long have they been together now?
Since, I think, like, 2014. So, and they finally...
7 years?
Yep, and they finally are living together. This is so funny that I'm talking about them like this, but we all love them. They are camp legends. His songs are always played, and so I'm so glad I was able to share this with the radio show and with you. I'm so glad you like it.
I really do.
Yeah. So that was really awesome and special. Maybe I'll have some other Lev songs in the future, because he is fantastic, and I'll for sure talk about camp again at some
another
point.
Time.
I'm
Absolutely.
Sure it will come up. So we can keep going then.
Yeah.
Don't let me stop you, darling. Don't let me rain on your military parade. You know I never saw somebody cry so much in a powdered wig. Don't let me change a single thing. Don't let me make you fall in love from fall to spring. You know that no one likes the cold when they're out alone. So don't be so warm. Still think I'm gonna, not like I wanna, stop making fun of me.
Wow, I love me some Hozier. And I love when Hozier plays on our show. It's so, we get vibes, vibey in here.
I think that's probably the most vibey we get when we're in the studio when Hozier plays.
I know, vibey. We have like hype and then chill and then Hozier's vibey.
Vibey.
Just to analyze the emotions going on in the studio.
To sum up the range.
Yeah, in the studio that happens.
But speaking of Hozier fans and also people who we know personally who make music, one of my best friends, Liz, made an album this summer.
That's pretty cool.
A full-blown album.
Yeah.
Which is so kind of crazy to think about just because...
We're young. We're so young.
Yeah, extremely. And they were sending me all of the demos for months, and I had known some of the songs beforehand from like little like bits and pieces and things, and just to finally see it all come together was kind of crazy.
That's really special.
And also, they had a little surprise song for me and our other best friend Amanda that they had tried to keep a secret from us for a while, but I already kind of like knew what it was.
Aww.
But it was talking about us, and we all went to London together in junior year, and how that was a really big kind of trip for us. And I think... Mm-hmm. For the three of us in particular, I think kind of the moment that we all really became close was on that trip. Because I was friends with both of them prior, but like when you go on a trip to Europe together, you kind of have this
It's a bonding moment. Yeah.
And we all eventually want to go back there together, hopefully in the nearish future.
That would be fun.
So, and that song's called Last Road, which we're not playing right now, but I probably will play in a future episode soon-ish. But right now, we're going to play probably one of my favorite songs off of the album, which is Hyper Reality.
We love Liz.
We love Liz.
I can't wait. Here we go.
You and me, but it's all at a home. tell what's real and what's just a copy in our hyper reality. I guess it's not so bad, but because you're with me in our hyper reality, we claim that Disneyland is a real fantasy.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You
Okay, yes, you caught us. That was One Direction.
But it's technically not Harry Styles. Yeah. Solo music.
Yeah, it's One Direction. Boy band. Boy it's the boy band. Which speaking of boy bands, we've been thinking a lot about Big Time Rush lately. Because now they're going back on tour. It's making everyone feel nostalgic.
Yeah.
They were one of my favorite shows when I was younger.
Because I was both like a Nickelodeon kid, like, and a Disney kid.
Yes, same.
I didn't pick a side, and Big Time Rush was truly bops.
Yeah. Seriously, I will still get down to Big Time Rush songs today.
I would have gone to the
We should put
concert.
On Big Time Rush. Would you kill me if I put Big Time Rush
no,
on the set list?
Okay, absolutely.
Well, think
not.
About it. Stay tuned, everyone.
We'll do a Big Time Rush episode.
Yes. Who was your Big Time Rush person?
I want to hear
this. I was
this.
Kind of a mixture. I think I thought Kendall was like, oh, everyone likes Kendall. He's like too overrated. James was too dumb for me.
Yep.
Carlos was not really my type. I think I might have been a
Did
Logan person. Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
No, I was absolutely a Logan person. I don't know what it was about Kendall. I think it's just because I would get mad when he just tried to make himself, like, the insert main character.
That's true.
Like,
I mean, they made him,
they made him that, but he was just so kind of bland. He wasn't really doing it
him
for me.
Him and Joe were very cute, though.
If anyone remembers the episode where Joe left and
that's how worldwide. I've been thinking about you. It's so good. I'll just start singing on the show. Hey, we'll cut the music. It's just me singing worldwide. That's so good. That song will get me in my feels.
To this day.
What was your other
favorite shows?
Yeah, childhood favorite shows.
I think my all-time favorite kind of has to be Drake and Josh. I was a huge Drake and Josh kid.
Me too.
And it's a show that you can watch back now, and it's still hilarious.
Yes.
And there's just so many good episodes.
That's so true. I was also huge on iCarly, because that was like a family endeavor for me. We watched it all together, my brother, my dad, mainly. Like, that was a good time.
I entered all of the raffles to win the stuff from Carly's room. Because you know when they did the room renovations, and they had like a gummy bear chandelier, they had like a...
Oh, yes, all of yes, those. Yes.
They had giveaways.
Oh, that's so fun.
And I entered.
And did you win?
No.
That's okay.
And I was so sad about it, because all I wanted was a gummy bear chandelier, and I still don't have one, but you know what? That's okay.
Maybe one day.
In my future home.
I know. I'm hoping for you. I think we'll play one more song, but let's sign out now, and then we'll play one more song and call it a day. This was such a successful show. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah, getting the full hour in, a lot of talking, a lot of good music.
I know. Oh, the way that these shows boost my mood so much.
It's just a nice little break in the day, and also just a chance for us to hang
out.
That's really all
it
is.
Hang out and talk about music. And yeah, I know. It's so nice. Much needed, especially this week.
Yeah.
And
then we have Halloween. And
I know.
We will have many tales to tell next week.
Thanks for doing it with me.
Of course.
Love you. All right, so we're going to play Televised and then head out for the day. So thanks.
All right.
Back here crying. Cheap tricks and fortune in a flash. She hits rewind to make it last. Crying. Oh, she's so bright. I can't believe my eyes. Oh, she's so bright. I can't bright.
She is so bright.